All right, welcome back to Lotus Radio's in-depth PSA program for one final interview. In the studio, it is Erin Faye Hartford, correct?
Yes, I actually go by Erin Faye. Hartford's my married name, but yes, it's
Oh, okay, Erin. Is that all right, Erin Faye?
I would prefer it.
All right, well, let's stick with Erin Faye.
Okay.
And you're with Aspire Wellness.
That is correct.
All right, and you kind of reached out to me because I was kind of doing, putting out feelers because I always like to give everybody time from various nonprofits or various causes, and you reached out to me. Aspire Wellness, tell me about what this organization is about.
So basically, a partner and I, we're both mental health clinicians, and we've really seen that there's a huge need in our community for mental health services. If individuals don't have insurance, if they just can't afford it, even with insurance, having to be able to kind of work on maybe like a cash fee scale, that kind of thing, and making it accessible where it's not outrageously expensive.
Right.
We have a need for it big time. We see clients all the time coming to us trying to get services, and sometimes we don't take their insurances. So we decided to get together and say, you know what, let's create a nonprofit where we can see about getting donations. We can see about reaching out for any kind of public funding, grants, that kind of thing, to help raise awareness and show that we really have a need for it in our community.
Wonderful.
So we started this project, about a year and a half ago. So we're brand new, and we're just starting to get open and open our doors. We've only recently started seeing individuals, and we've been doing group therapy as well.
Okay.
We intend to grow much larger than that and provide some more rehabilitative services, such as drug rehabilitation, maybe even just some basic skills training, some case management for those who maybe have a mental health disability.
Right.
We kind of want to be a one-stop shop.
Okay.
And make it affordable and accessible.
All right.
So when did you start this? Well, we started the process about 2 years ago.
Okay.
It's a pretty lengthy process
to
get your 501c3.
Yeah,
exactly. So there's a lot of applications, that kind of thing. So it hasn't been until about last August when we really started reaching out into the community, kind of getting our name out there, letting people know we're here. We're brand new. We're a baby organization, of course, so it's hard. We don't have a whole lot of funding right now.
Right.
So just trying to do whatever we can to get set up with insurances and work with companies who might want to maybe do contracting and that kind of stuff.
So, okay, very cool. Yeah. And it's just you and a partner right now, right?
Right now. We have a few interns that are going to be starting when school starts.
Oh, wonderful.
This fall. And the reason why is because how we're making this affordable and justifying this as a nonprofit is that we are looking at hiring on interns. Interns in the mental health profession need to get a certain number of practicum hours,
right?
Let's say. And so the nice thing is that we are providing them with the agency a location to actually complete those hours while also providing a very affordable service because we're not paying as much as you would a clinician who's fully licensed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that helps with that.
Yeah, so we're helping them get their curriculum and their practicum hours, and they're helping us serve our community. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. So where are you located? Do you have like a location?
Yeah, we do have an office. It's down off of Huffaker Lane, kind of near, the In-N-Out off of South Virginia. It's kind of right in that area.
Okay.
There's a business complex back there. We prefer that people don't just stop in because it's a shared office with other clinicians because, like I said, we're still small.
Right.
Anyone can reach out and get a hold of us online through our website. We also have a Facebook page. We check that, and we have a telephone number. People can reach out and ask us questions, and we can definitely evaluate whether or not they would be appropriate for our agency.
Okay, very cool. So what kind of treatment, do you offer? Is it mainly sessions, or are we talking about medications?
We do not do medications. Okay. That's our ultimate goal down the road, is to be able to have some kind of psychiatric treatment as well, that one-stop shop I was telling you about. Right. But right now, all we're doing is individuals, couples, family, so marital falls under couples,
right.
Children, adolescents. We do groups, trauma-focused groups,
okay.
As well as focusing on more specifically some kind of domestic abuse trauma.
Okay.
So that's right now we have those groups going on. So.
And any of you thought about or even started partnering maybe with other organizations that handle those sort of cases,
yep.
domestic abuse and so
yeah.
on?
So we have a great network in our community where we've been like just kind of dropping off our brochures, meeting with other professionals that we know, maybe we've gone to school with, who we work closely with. And we have also tried to reach out to Northern Nevada Hopes as well as Renown.
We're
definitely looking at contracting through the hospitals to see if we can provide that additional service for when patients come in, something's going on, and they need to refer them to somebody for therapy and counseling.
All right. So you say it is a big problem in Nevada. I feel like we've been at the either the top of bad lists or the bottom of good lists as far as mental health is concerned sometimes.
Yeah, big time. And there's a lot of suicides.
Right, a lot of depression and suicides rate is very high.
Tons, yeah. And I also currently contract through a grant through the school district as well. And we've seen a lot of recent teenage suicides in our school district. And so addressing that issue is big. And a lot of these times these students don't have insurance. And so working with a nonprofit helps with that kind of thing.
Definitely. I mean, you don't want to, if you're having trouble in your life and you don't want to not seek treatment simply because you don't have money.
Exactly.
I think that's wrong.
Exactly.
And thank you for providing a service that you do.
Yeah, definitely.
So how many clients are you handling at the moment?
Oh, that's hard to say.
I know, because you have group and then you have individual. I mean, I'm wondering how busy. I'm sure you're busy.
We're definitely busy. Right now, we had something come up where we've had to kind of cut down on some caseload because something happened with my partner, who her and I are primarily the ones dealing with stuff.
Right.
So right now, we've kind of just been trying to accommodate as much as we can with our own private practices.
Yeah.
So once we get these interns on in the fall, the nice thing is that we're going to be opening up our hours a lot. The nice thing is that our hours are not just Monday through Friday.
Okay.
We also offer weekends as well, because sometimes people work and
they can't make it to a session
and
or what have you.
Yep, their work won't let them go, you know?
Yeah.
So we offer that as well as evenings. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that was very flexible.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, how can people find out more about you?
Yeah, definitely.
Website-wise,
social media-wise? The best way is to go to AspireWellnessReno @gmail.com. That's a direct way to connect us as far as emailing with more information. But the website is www.aspirewellnessreno.com.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Anything else you want to add?
No, you can also find us on Facebook, like I said, Aspire Wellness Reno.
Very cool. And you're doing a lot of public grants and everything like that. Are people allowed to donate to you?
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. There is a link on our website where if anyone's interested in making any kind of donation, they can click on that link. We totally accept anonymous donations as well. We've taken a few of those.
Okay.
And then we're also going to be having a fundraiser coming up at the end of the year in December, where we're going to be kind of meeting with people in our community, you know, and just kind of inviting business owners, people who are personally affected, maybe it'd be a family member, a friend who know kind of what it's like to deal with mental health. Because not only are we wanting to provide a service for the individuals who are struggling, but also for those around them who are their support system.
It's a good network to kind of create.
Yeah, because they need help too, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'd love to have you back when that fundraiser kind of coalesces.
I would love that.
Closer.
I would love that.
Aaron Fay from Aspire Wellness. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.